And we are back with the 40th episode of Random Chat.
Did we just start over?
Yeah.
Is it that I don't remember?
40 episodes?
No. What the other? What we did last week?
Oh yeah. What the fuck did we do last week? I don't know. Well, whatever. Like the last one before this will be the one that we did. I don't know, they kind of got jaggered that all around.
Was it another,
I think it was Weird Laws.
Weird Laws?
Yeah, that'll be published next week.
Oh, okay.
Miranda, we didn't get the answers to this test.
Okay, the question is...
Hold on, no, let's do the intro, and then we'll worry about the sub, okay?
Are you sure they're going to be able to hear us over the air conditioning?
Maybe.
Okay.
You want me to turn on the air conditioning? Is that what it is?
Okay,
I just want.
Do you want me to take it real quick?
No, I want you guys to pay
Miranda,
attention.
You will fail.
Exactly. That's the point.
The point is for you to fail. Okay, let's rope it back in.
Okay. It says how many points will you score? So we're just trying to see how many points he will score.
Yes. Can we? Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
We're back.
Yes. What else do you want?
How has it been going? How's your week been going? When's the last time we sat here like this in front of a microphone?
A week ago.
Yes. So from that week.
You've already known my life. My life is a mess.
I think ours is too. Everyone's life is a mess.
Okay, but your family, so you have to have a mess. Like, the whole entire family is a mess right now.
Yes. Dakota, are you a mess too?
I'm fine.
Dakota's fine. I'm glad we're in this engagement.
Yeah.
Except from everyone.
At least my family's not screwing their, you know, their family. I'm like, y'all's family.
Good thing we have an edit button, so.
Just saying.
I don't know.
You don't know if her family's not screwing her own family?
I don't even know if my family are having a threesome or not.
They probably are. Just assume they are.
Just assume they are.
Assume
that one
time or threesome.
Oh,
that's
my
what
goodness.
You do. It's like more exciting.
I don't think I want to assume that. I don't think I want to think about that.
Think about what?
A threesome with their father.
Oh my god.
Not me! Threesome with...
I looked down at my phone for 1 minute, and then I looked back up, and y'all are talking about threesomes with your parents. Y'all
No.
Is this what happens when you grow up in a broken home? Because my broken home was not like that.
No.
Listen.
The threesome of mom, dad, and Harry.
Oh my god.
That threesome.
Even though Harry's related to your mother.
Yes.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Did you know Grandma's trying to get a widow's like payment, but from either Grandpa or Rick, whoever worked the most?
Nice.
That's some ho shit.
I don't know how that works, but technically they did die around the same time. But
you
is
can't
that
get money from both of them?
Well, to one or the other.
I think it has to be your last spouse.
I was thinking that, too.
Because, technically, if Rick, like, remarries, that's to... Well, not Rick, but, like, Harry. Like,
yeah.
I know, but I think still, if you divorce, you can't get it.
Yeah.
That would be, like, me and you being married, and then we break up, and then
yeah,
20 years later, you die, and it's like, oh, widow's benefits. Widow's benefits.
That's what I was thinking.
That's some ho shit. Get her on the phone right now. I'm going to call her out home.
It's been at least 15 years.
That's so what they,
yes, what the fuck?
Oh, no, this is my 20 years, at least. Because they were married when I was born, I think.
I know they got married twice.
Yeah, but I don't think they were married when I was born.
I have no idea.
I'm 23.
Well, how old were you when you went to Rick's wedding?
Like, 5, 6.
Okay, well, listen, that is some epic ho shit. And that's not even bad bitch ho shit. That's just... You're lazy and don't want to work ho shit, and I'm gonna elbow you the next time I see you ho shit.
Oh my goodness.
First off, I'm still gonna elbow her back. I didn't at the wedding.
I'm gonna elbow.
Listen, I held my own at the wedding, but this bitch elbowed me twice, and I don't care if she a little old lady in a walker, I'll still floor her. She ain't a little old lady in a walker, by the way. She not. I love old people, but that bitch.
She
gonna catch these hands. You can't edit this out. Me and Miranda get
The thing is, we've already gone this far within this
thing. Yeah, this is 5 minutes in.
Yeah, so
yeah,
we gotta
so
stay.
No matter what, if you take one little piece out of this,
you gotta take the whole thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
We contaminated this episode.
Pretty much.
And welcome back to another episode.
No. Over. We gotta give our audience a little bit of drama.
And that's all my life is.
No, I'm editing out names because you guys don't know how to keep names out of your mouth.
They have such common ass names.
I do not care.
My mom, my dad.
Yeah.
What? How?
How many Harrys are there in the world? 87 million.
I actually got one. Look that up.
Grandma.
Yeah.
What else you want me to say?
It ain't my grandma.
I'm looking up the Harrys thing.
Hell, it could be
the cousin
grandma.
Fucker. What did you want? Like, what do you want?
The fact that it wasn't me that said it this episode.
I'm gonna make sure that
guys, when Jerry Springer retires, we should have just took over.
Because
he did retire.
We can make that happen.
Right in, guys. We'll take over.
Actually, I think Mom said she went to like an actual Jerry Springer show.
And she probably went
with,
like the audience.
Dad.
Was she an audience member?
No, I think they actually had.
I don't think they were actually on it.
I don't know.
First off, why would they go?
Because the family thought that Austin wasn't dad's.
Well, first off, we saw what your little brother looks like.
Yes.
Not Austin, but the other little brother who looks just
like my
Austin.
Goodness, that's not a little
and
brother.
That would be our
that is not a little brother.
2,000 people named Harry.
Yeah, so. Isn't Harry short for something?
Harry. It was
yeah.
It was short for Henry.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would they that's isn't that H E N R?
Well, it's like people whose name are Richard.
It was a nickname.
Go by Dick.
It was a nickname from Henry to be called Harry.
It's
I don't know, that's
the
what Google
same
said.
Amount of words. Letters.
It's a nickname.
It's
there's people named Big Dick. Or his real names are like tiny, you know, like
or
it's
Richard.
A nickname or Richard,
and they go
Richard.
By Dick.
I thought they go by Rick.
No,
they go by Rick.
Dick.
They go by Dick.
Yeah,
why?
It's a nickname. You can kind of call yourself whatever you want. I don't know where to go from here.
So let's ask Tom some questions.
I thought we just
got to
restart.
No.
Okay, so I got something for you guys.
What?
I'm going to look this up.
No,
quick.
We have something for you.
No, it's
yes.
a joke.
No, you're taking a quiz.
It's
listen
a joke.
To me. You're taking this quiz. I want a divorce.
I can still take a quiz, but
yet.
I got a joke for you guys.
We still have 30 questions, so we need at least like 30 minutes.
Yeah, we still have 30 minutes.
I'm going to drink my orange juice. Literally, my whole morning was trying to make sure Dr. Cook didn't drink my orange juice.
Why?
Because he drinks orange juice every morning. And I was scared he was going to take mine because we bought the same orange juice. So I kept it on the whole other side of the office so he wouldn't drink my orange juice.
Oh my goodness.
And at the end of the day, and that's like, is that Dr. Cook's? No, it's mine. It's mine. I didn't get to it.
You guys ready for this joke? I feel like Miranda will enjoy this.
Sure.
This says no pulp, but it tastes pulpy.
Now, see, that will save the episode.
Look, does that say no pulp?
It says no pulp.
Look, that's some pulp. You see the pulp.
I know.
See it?
The
what if it's backwards?
This is pulp.
No.
I think
pulp.
That's just juice.
No, that
pulp.
Might just be juice.
I think that's just
the
juice.
The pulp is like the little strings.
Those are little strings, Miranda.
Those are like...
No, that's like juice
like
I
don't
do.
Think, yeah. I don't think that's actually strings.
It's not video, so I'm basically kind of still
there
trying to
go, it's pulp. It tastes pulpy, okay?
She's literally just, like, flying, making it fly around inside the bottle.
There is pulp, because when I literally just tried to strain it with my teeth, there were things there.
He said there were things there.
Alright, you guys ready for this joke?
No, I'm really upset about my orange juice. Right.
Somebody got me. I said
so,
I wanted orange juice.
Uh-huh.
We made a deal. If they got me orange juice the next morning. I would stay at work and they could go home.
Uh-huh.
And we worked together and we went to school together. He got me mango orange juice. I was so mad.
It's not even orange
juice. I was like, that is not orange juice. What do you do? Can you even read it?
Like, okay. That's like people who I ask to get orange juice and they bring me Sunny D.
Right. I'm like, that is not orange juice.
Can we get into the joke?
Orange juice is important,
yeah,
okay?
We're talking about calcium, okay?
Yes.
A large percentage of the world suffers from a calcium deficiency.
Besides, tropicana is the best. I mean, that's just kind of bullshit.
And vitamin B. You need that. If you're not out in the sun, you need vitamin B.
Okay, so.
Wait, hold on. Let's see how much vitamins are in this. Oh, shit.
It's 100% orange juice.
Oh, it's too much. It's too small of a bottle. It doesn't say how much of my daily value is in here. Oh, wait. Oh, there's 3 grams of protein.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Oh, 2% of my daily value of calcium. 0% of my daily value of vitamin D.
You guys just ruined your own argument.
Okay.
Oh, but 20% of my folate, 6% of B6.
So,
oh, no, I'm sorry. Vitamin C, 100%. I was looking at calcium. Vitamin C, 100% of my daily value.
Okay, maybe it's vitamin C.
Yes, not vitamin D.
Yeah.
That's milk.
Okay.
Pretty sure I gave him that vitamin D.
There's a lot of people who want your vitamin D, Joe. Many men.
There is a lot of men who want my vitamin D.
I don't
want
to know.
There's like at least 3 men.
I don't care.
Two of them are monogamous.
A poor little toad was born that the color yellow in the land of Oz. None of the other toads would play with him, and so he had a rough life. As he was crying about his situation while sitting on the toadstool, one day, the good witch came by. The kind-hearted sorceress heard his sobbing and stopped. She asked him what was wrong, and he told her that because of his color, he could not make any friends. She said that she was not that great of a witch, but she would see what she could do. She waved her wand, and poofed, he turned green. He was ecstatic. And he looked himself all over, and suddenly, distraught, he found out that his penis was still yellow. He knew he could not get it done with the ladies, with the yellow member, so he began to sob again, and asked if she could try again. The good witch said that was the best she could do, but the wizard may be able to help. So the toad went to search for the wizard. The next day, she heard an elephant crying near the road. She went to the poor giant and asked what was wrong. He said no one liked him because he was pink. After realizing that she had missed that the elephant was pink, they were not in a room, so she didn't feel stupid, though. She decided she wanted to help him. She waved her wand, and poof, he was gray. Again, the elephant was overjoyed, but after looking himself over, he saw that his third leg, his penis, was still pink. Having a pink dick would definitely not help him with the elephantnesses, or no, all the elephant ladies. And he started sobbing again. The witch said she was sorry, but that's the best she could do. She told him that he should go see the wizard for more help. So he lumbered off and turned back suddenly. And the elephant asked, where's the wizard? The witch said, oh, that's easy. Just follow the yellow pricked toad. Told you Miranda would like it.
Thank you.
That's when you go tell the school.
I don't think I can go and say that.
I mean, technically, if you take the dick words out.
Well, I mean, I could go say it, but at the same time.
I'm talking about all the kids.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Tell
no,
the schoolyard.
No, 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 no.
But the yellow dick toad.
No, 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 no.
Why not?
I can change the words all together and just say his one leg.
His one leg.
He's in one leg.
His beefy third arm.
No, not the beefy third arm. Just one leg. I never say which leg. Just one leg.
Well, then you'd miss the whole punchline of the joke then. Because it's a dick. You can say, like, his penis. Can you say penis in school?
Okay,
I thought you should be able to say penis in school.
Okay, you can say penis in the school, but you're supposed to make it where
it's it rhymes.
No! Informational!
So I can't just walk around the school and say penis?
No?
Is this true?
I don't know. I mean, you probably get in trouble because, you know, you'd be saying penis in front of a bunch of underage children.
No, I'm talking about, like, if you're a kid, you go to school, right?
Yeah.
Let's say we're, like, how old are kids?
Depends on which grade.
Yeah.
We'll say...
Elementary is literally...
We'll say elementary, okay?
Okay.
I don't know how old elementary kids
like
are.
Like, 8, 9?
Yeah, right, elementary is from kindergarten to, like, 5th grade sometimes.
Okay, so 5,
and
6, 7,
so let's say 4th grade.
Fourth grade, right?
So they'd be 9.
No, 5 to 11.
We'll say 4th grade.
Fourth grade, they'd be 9.
Yes.
Can you say penis?
I was 10, but still around that age.
No one fucking cares. You were born in October. No one cares. Go ahead.
Hey, I care about October.
Look at my damn kid. Okay, so can you say penis to school if you're like 9?
Yeah, but you can't keep saying it because it's going to be a distraction.
How would it be a distraction? It's a body part.
Because whoever is in the class and then, penis! Oh, wait! No! We did get in trouble for this at school. Okay, so I went to a lot of schools. I think it was when I went to school in Central, which if anyone went to Central in Coshocton, it's not there anymore, but, like, we went there. And we literally had to have a talk with the whole school because randomly throughout the day, someone would scream, penis! And then it set off a bunch of things of just people saying penis. So, yes, we did get in trouble for saying penis.
But you didn't, like, directly get in trouble. They just sat there and like, hey, guys, by the way, you can't do that
anymore. You got in trouble. When they caught you.
Really?
When they caught you?
Yeah.
Walk down the hallway, penis! Who else is going to catch me?
Penis!
And then what they said is, like, I heard that. It's like, proof I said it.
Little kids aren't discreet.
That is true.
But, no, I do not believe that. Because I remember in class, like around 4th, 5th grade, you would hear little boys, too, moaning. Like they're women. You know, they're going,
Yeah, I remember that, too.
It's like, bro, it's like, I think you're doing it wrong. It's the other way around.
At least they were very familiar with the sound of women faking it.
Oh,
when they got to high school, it didn't hurt their feelings as much.
But my thing is, like, how'd you first hear about it? Like, did you hear your parents going at it? So that way you kind of got curious, or?
What? Some, okay.
What?
But some,
well,
noise?
Boy,
no.
Yeah. I mean.
Some parents, like, don't, like, want them to know, like, their body parts and.
We're talking about moaning.
Yeah, we're talking
moaning.
About sex now.
Well,
where the fuck have you been?
Isn't there, like, a movie that kids watch in, like, 5th grade that explains all that shit?
Yes.
But
I don't
know.
I
like
moved
voting.
The week
but
that
I,
they showed that video.
That.
I learned all about sex through fan fiction.
No, they don't teach you about sex. They teach you about your growing body.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't there. But oh, I gotta tell you about something funny that happened at work. So yesterday, we were with Dr. Rice, and he comes back in, and Dr. Rice is like in his 80s. He's like, okay, ladies. Like, he's like, I know this is a female, like, office, but I don't want to see these on the floor. And he has this wrapped tampon that fell out of one of the girls' pockets.
Oh, I wanted to yell at you, by the way.
Why?
So, it's going to be too much information, but I don't even care.
We just talked about tampons in our...
There was an unused
tampon.
Pad on our floor in the bathroom.
That wasn't unused.
Well, there was nothing on it. Somehow that... got onto the floor, and I stepped on it.
I've stepped on your wet condoms before, so I don't want to hear about it.
TMI!
We're going to edit that part out.
Oh, no, we're not.
Yes, we are.
TMIs.
It is a part of the episode. It's etched in.
But technically, as long as it's unused, you have nothing to complain
about.
Oh,
no, it was used.
Oh, that's...
Not heavily. For like an hour.
I don't care. Well, there's nothing on it.
Yeah.
But it still
wasn't blood.
That is not...
If there was no blood, then it's fine. If there was, like, dripping blood, that's kind of gross.
I literally stepped on it and looked down, and there was a fucking pad on my sock.
I'm going to put one on your car now.
Just
have you seen
everywhere.
It where, like, they don't come off the cars?
No.
Like, you have to really scrub and scrape them to get
really?
Them off the window. Yeah, I'm going to put one on your car.
I want to take the car wash. I'll just hose it down.
It takes a lot more than that. People try to take them to the car wash. I'll put ketchup on it, too, for you. Just to
we
make
need
it extra
to watch
spicy.
That afterwards, because I've never seen it.
I'm
yeah,
going to put it on your
back
on
TikTok. Do it. I dare you to put on my dad's car. I dare you because I'll beat you.
She would take a picture and send it to him.
It's like, Joe Vandal has my car. He'd come over here and beat your ass so fast.
Yeah.
I never liked you anyway. Boom!
But either way, I think it's time for ads.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Talk about tampons and
maybe
Tampax
will contact us. Right? They're going to make us do a tutorial video.
Oh my goodness, no.
That's what I'm
gonna have to do. Miranda would have to film it because it'd literally be just an hour of me struggling.
Not want them to send over products. I'm gonna sit there try to test it. I was like, what the fuck is this for? What the fuck?
That's not how they work, dummy.
They don't just pull the string and you can't launch it.
They don't launch.
He just said it launched up there.
No. Well, no. You like gotta push it up.
Yeah, and your body then just kind of goes.
Yeah.
So it's like a vacuum cleaner.
Kind of.
Just
sucks it up.
Oh, so listen, I can't do those diva cups. Those scare me.
Diva cups?
Who's that?
No, and it's just a probably an email.
Okay, let's go to our ad.
But
yeah, we're going to
talk about diva
what,
cups.
What's a diva cup?
And we are back.
Okay, so since Joe gets to test me and Miranda all the time, it's our turn to test Joe.
Yes. Right, can you at least kind of tell him what this quiz is about or anything?
It's random.
Yeah, it is the 30 hardest quiz question you'll ever take.
Why are you giving me the hardest one? I've never given you guys hardest quiz questions in my life.
Because you already know I wouldn't be able to do the hardest one.
Yeah.
I even quizzed the Miranda.
Since Joe wants to act like he is so smart.
I never said that.
We're going to do this. So, first one.
Hold on, I got a funny story real quick before we start this. I remember one time I did something like this with Miranda, and you were supposed to be on the podcast because you said that you'd be on the podcast. I asked you all day because I was going to have you as a lifeline on the podcast for Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all day you tell me, yeah, I'll be on the podcast. The night of, you tell me, no.
I was sleeping, and you were being an asshole.
Did we still do it?
Yeah, we did. The
I
questionnaire.
Thought so. It just took me, like, 30 minutes to answer each question.
Okay, Joe, you can have me as a lifeline for this one, too.
I don't know how well she can be.
Yeah, I might not be any help.
Yeah.
But here we go.
I'm gonna have both of you.
Okay. We're gonna take it all together.
Okay, so, first question. Okay. A strawberry is not technically a berry. What is it? You get options for all these questions.
Okay, good.
Yes.
One, a hybrid vegetable. Two, an accessory fruit. Three, a cruciferous vegetable.
A what?
Or four, trick question, it's a berry.
Wait, what's the third one?
A cruciferous vegetable.
You get crucified?
I don't know. I mean, maybe the little seeds are like tiny crucifixes. And, I don't know.
May
I'm
the berry be
the
with you.
God damn. I don't think it's that one.
May the berry be with you.
What shall you choose?
Alright.
What shall the berry do?
Are you done?
Do you want to click the answer that he chooses? And then
hopefully
it brings it up the right answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, so let's run through these again. You said the first one was a hybrid fruit?
Hybrid vegetable.
Hybrid vegetable.
The second
berries
one
grow
is
on shrubs, not in the ground, and it has the seeds in it already. So, I don't think it's a hybrid vegetable.
And the second one is an accessory fruit.
I don't know what an accessory fruit would even be.
It's
I know regular
fruit. That's an accessory.
Three is
a
fruit.
To the fruit. It comes to the couch.
We already know what three was, and four is trick question. It's a berry.
Like, what would be the definition of their berry?
You just gotta pick one.
I'm trying to, like, you know, limit
this
out.
Isn't a spelling bee. Like, can you use it in a sentence?
Can you use strawberry in a sentence?
Or origin of the word? No.
Well, like, I'm trying to run through my options.
You gotta think hard and clear.
Hard and clear?
Hard and clear.
I always think hard. Let's see.
As long as it's not soft.
Yeah, no, Miranda doesn't like the
juice
ones.
In his eye. Okay.
Yeah, we already know Miranda does like the hard ones. Let's go with...
Pillows?
Okay,
pillows?
It's either B or D. And the B answer was again?
an accessory fruit.
Go on, go with D.
Okay, go ahead and hit D. Is he right? Oh, does it not tell you?
No.
Oh, son of a bitch.
We're going to have to
can
wait.
Can we, like, Google it? I can Google it.
Dang it. Mariah, go Googling. Through and answer all of them, like, randomly right now, and let's see if it'll give you the right answer at the end.
Alrighty.
Just go.
Did you want to pause it?
No, we're going.
Okay.
There's 30, so.
There is 30. You want me to just click randomly then?
Yes.
Oh, dang it. I wanted to try it myself.
Oh.
What?
I know the answer to it.
What?
I just looked it up.
You can't look it up.
What's the answer?
It's not a berry.
What is it?
It is a false fruit.
A false fruit?
Yeah.
So an accessory fruit?
I don't even know, because I don't think it's an accessory fruit.
You cannot change your answer.
I didn't change the answer. Did you hear me say change my answer, Miranda? Fucking Christ.
Just saying. You cannot change your
But a banana's a berry.
Yeah, because that's seeds inside.
A banana is a berry?
A banana is a berry, but a strawberry is not a berry. Neither
okay,
is the raspberry.
Okay, I got all the right
Why
answers.
Why did you say the first right answer is?
I gotta go all the way out. Okay.
I feel like you guys
you
were
ready?
Not prepared
yep.
for this quiz.
We weren't. We just looked it up like an hour ago. An accessory fruit.
Okay.
I
moving
feel like that's
on.
Not a correct answer. Okay. We'll
Who was the third person to walk the moon?
The third person? No, fucking
Neil Armstrong.
No, he was the second person.
Edwin Buzz Aldrin. Excuse me, shut up.
I got him.
Shut up. Neil Armstrong, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, Charles Pete Conrad, or Mark Hamill?
I don't think it's Mark Hamill, because that doesn't... That sounds like something else I should know.
You don't think Luke Skywalker walked across the moon?
Was
the third
Skywalker
person?
His actual answer on there?
Mark Hamill plays Luke
Oh,
Skywalker.
Shit, does he?
Really?
I can't stand you.
I didn't know who... I
you
know.
Uneducated trash bag.
And Neil Armstrong was the second person because the camera person was the first one to walk on the moon. Obviously, they're going to get the shots of him walking on the moon.
Okay, so who's
the
third
dummies.
Person?
Was there a Buzz on there?
Yes.
I want the Buzz, dude.
I already know he's wrong, but what?
It is wrong. Charles P. Conrad.
Oh,
Buzz
shit.
Was the second.
I would have done Edward, too.
Don't worry.
Are you going to click on them and then see how many he can get right?
Yeah, are you not keeping track?
No, so far you have 0%.
Okay.
What is the chemical symbol for salt?
Oh, I got this one
C12,
right.
C12H22O11.
Oh, that kind of chemical.
NaCl, Fe, or Au.
What's the
if
N?
You get this wrong, you're trash.
What's the N one?
So it's C12H22.
Not that one.
O11.
Not that one.
NaCl.
I think that one.
FE or AU.
I think it's the N one. The
Are you
second
sure?
one. No.
Can you pick one?
Yeah, I'm going to use my help.
You can't use help for this one.
Yes, I
it's
can.
It's too easy.
I don't care.
This one's really easy.
Yeah, it's really easy.
I feel like
Miranda got it right.
Miranda just kind of walked through and just randomly clicked
on Okay, no, not this one. This
Everyone
one I actually won. Yeah, this one I
so
actually
So what do you
read
think it is?
The NA.
Yes. Sodium chloride.
Okay, starting now, I randomly click.
Okay. What do the stars represent on the Brazilian flag? Every town and city in the country. Constellations in the southern hemisphere the day Brazil became a republic. How many trophies the football team has won, so it changes a lot. They just looked cool, according to their first president.
I say the
Can I see the Brazilian flag?
Yes.
That would help me out a little bit. They do look cool, let's be honest. But I'm going to say it's a constellation.
What is the correct answer?
It is the constellations.
That's actually a cool idea for a flag.
Kind of looks like the country itself. Well, probably not the country itself, but it looks like
You probably
like
don't
a
even
country.
Know what the country looks like right now.
Brazil...
We know you don't. It's okay.
Is that in South America?
Yes.
Hey, I knew that much.
What is the maximum numbers of points?
I know what it looks like.
Shut.
I think I know exactly what
Okay,
it
I
is.
Believe you know. Shush.
No, which one?
It's like the big one in the middle.
Kinda.
It's kind of in the middle. I'll give her that.
What is the maximum number of points a player can score during a frame of snooker?
Oh,
What? What?
Can you look up what snooker is?
It looks like it's a form of pool.
Can I at least look it up?
It looks
no.
like, wait, you should show him the picture,
yeah,
though.
Can I at least look at the picture?
I don't know what
it has annoying orange on there. That is annoying orange.
What is the fuck is a snooker?
Okay, I'll give you your answers now.
I don't know what a snooker 124, is.
124, 138, 147, or 150.
I'll do 138.
Wrong. 147.
If you guys can tell me what snooker is, I will.
The first Olympic Games was held in 1896 in which city? Los Angeles, Copenhagen, London, or Athens?
Athens?
Yep.
I saw what snooker is. Can we, like...
which
we
number,
don't look it up afterwards.
Which number is closest to 1200? 1066, 1301, 1145, or 1260.
What was the other one?
1145.
Or 1260, or 1066, or 1301.
1301, I don't think is the right answer.
Hey, I'll get closest to 1200.
I don't think the 10 one either.
The 1066, okay.
What was the last two?
1145 and 1260. Eleven forty-five?
Correct.
He is correct. What was New York originally called? New Boston, New
fun.
Berlin, New Amsterdam, Old York.
I guess Old York and like and not get it right and then get something else because I wanted to say Old York.
Sure.
Old York!
It is not Old York!
What do you need to say?
Oh, no. What was the other?
New Boston.
Not New Boston.
New Berlin. New Amsterdam.
Why didn't they put any old ones? Like Old Amsterdam, Old Berlin.
Because
old
there's already
Boston.
Countries before New York came around.
So which one is
old
it,
Old York.
Shit. Gonna go Amsterdam?
Yes.
It is New Amsterdam.
Did you know that one, Dakota?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh, nice.
What are the Rice Krispie mascots called?
Snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah, I was.
You did that one quickly.
The first FA Cup final took place in 1872. Which teams took part? Manchester United and Everton, Wanderers and Royal Engineers, Newcastle United and Sunderland, or Charlton Athletic and Norwich City?
The first one.
Manchester United and Everton?
No. How about the third one?
Newcastle United and Sunderland?
Yeah.
You're incorrect.
It is
Wanderers and Royal Engineers.
Damn.
Manchester is a rival.
Do you have the exact number of it right, or are you just kind of guessing? Because I've
only got
two
wrong, two right.
I've got three.
No.
Yes, I did.
You got the Amsterdam and Snack Crackle Pop.
Yeah, I also got Salt right. And there's another one right, too.
No, I'm not actually keeping track.
I need you to keep track.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Hold on. I'll go through and answer his answers. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, this next one's true or false. An orca or killer whale actually belongs to the dolphin family.
Orca or killer whale?
True or false?
50-50 chance.
And make sure you're not holding the phone against his glass where you can see it.
Have you been cheating?
Yes. No. Yeah, keep your phone down. Face down.
How about true?
Okay.
Face down. Is it true?
Yes.
Keep your phone down.
Okay, I gotta... How long do you slow my body?
No, because you can literally still see it.
I can't.
Well,
okay. How long do sloths take to digest a meal? 6 hours, 12 hours, 1 week, 2 weeks.
1 week?
2 weeks.
Oh, yeah,
loser.
I got one wrong.
What is the smallest country in the world?
Where are my options?
Luxembourg, Denmark, Vatican City, New Zealand.
Vatican City.
Correct.
Oh, shit.
How do you know
that?
When
I was four.
What?
I knew that when I was four.
What?
How?
Because.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah, no, they taught you in school.
Oops.
What is a group of owls called? A school, a flock, a romp, or a parliament?
A romp. I
got
a
parliament?
No, it's a school. Wait, yeah, it's a parliament.
Oh!
Yeah.
Miranda.
Sorry!
What is the, what is the fastest land animal? A leopard, a tiger, a cheetah, a Jack Russell?
A Jack Russell.
It's not Jack Russell. What was the second one?
Tiger.
Nope. It's a cheetah.
Correct. The Mondo.
Did you get that one correct, Miranda? Or did you say leopard?
I didn't really look.
Okay. Which year was the first Academy Award given? 1929,
1954,
1977, or 1988?
The first one? What was it? 1929. I'm going to say that one.
Correct.
I just read that one on an article like 5 days ago.
What is a pikelet?
A what?
A pikelet.
Can I see a picture?
No.
Why?
Because there isn't one.
Can I look it up?
No. Is
well,
it
that's
a
that's
type
the
of
part
bird,
what it is. You're supposed to say what it is.
A type of fish, a type of pancake crumpet treat, or a move in gymnastics.
A pikelet?
Yeah.
I won't say a type of bird. Am I correct?
It is the treat. A type of pancake crumpet treat.
Yeah.
There has only been one British pope. What was his name? Pope Keith, Pope David II, Pope Adrian IV, or Pope Leonard III?
Leonard III.
Pope Adrian IV?
Yeah. Why'd you look at her for confirmation?
I wanted to make sure it was the fourth
what
and not the fifth.
What is the capital
well, no,
of Prague?
Prague?
Yep.
Like, how do you spell that?
P-A-R-A-G-U-A-Y.
Paraguay.
What?
Paraguay.
Is it Paraguay?
I'm pretty sure it's Paraguay.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because that sounds more like a country than Parag.
That's one, too.
Is Parag?
There's a place called Parag. Yeah.
I would spell it with an O, though.
Okay. Ciudad del Este. Asunción. Capita. Or Cap.
Pretty
okay.
sure we learned
wait,
this
was
in
that
fourth
one
grade.
Answer or four?
Four.
I didn't. Can you separate them out a little bit?
Ciudad del Este.
One.
Okay.
Asunción.
Two.
Okay.
Capita.
Three.
I'm going to say Capita.
Capucay.
I'm going to say three. Capita.
It is Asunción.
You guys can't even say the words.
I'm pretty sure that's called Asunción.
That one I'm not really too sure, but it's probably
it
true.
Like it.
I don't really know that much Spanish for that much.
Okay.
I don't think we ever got to Iowa.
What is the Queen's full name? Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor. Elizabeth Rita Margaret Windsor. Elizabeth Sarah Windsor. Elizabeth Danielle Catherine Windsor.
I'm going to use my lifeline now.
I have no idea what this is.
I can't say.
Yeah, she knows the answer. I don't know it.
You gotta use a lot.
I'm pretty sure it's not Rita or Sarah. I think it's Alexandra Mary. Danielle Catherine. That's my best guess.
I don't think it's Danielle, because that sounds too ridiculous.
So Alexandra Mary Windsor?
Sure, that one.
It is. Alexandra Mary.
I'm so smart.
Yes.
How many Earth years does it take Neptune to orbit the Sun? 99.9, 123, 164.85. I feel like I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
You actually sound
I'll
like a really good one.
Well, let's see.
Oh.
You said years, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
99.9.
Nope.
123.
123 years.
Four or five.
I want to say five? That sounds like too ridiculous to be. I feel like five is a guessing number. Like you had to fill in an option.
Is that your answer?
No. Neptune is a planet in our solar system.
Mm-hmm. Can you lock in a guess?
Sure, I'm gonna go. I guess five.
Miranda.
It is 164.8.
That does not sound correct.
That's what it says.
It's literally the farthest away from us but Pluto.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think it was closer.
In terms of land area, what is the smallest capital city in the world?
Okay.
Anacore, Vatican City, Cardiff, or Nuke?
And it's not Nuketown.
No, it's not Nuketown.
Well, I don't think it's Vatican City, because why would you have the same option answer twice on the same quiz? And it's land mass, right?
Land area.
What was the first one?
Anacore.
That's the one.
It is Vatican City.
Again?
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, it's the smallest.
And it's the capital of its own country.
I didn't know if that was, you know...
It's super small.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's super small, but I didn't know if, like, there was an island.
That's
fair. And it was mostly, with water.
Where did the Battle of Hastings take place?
Great question.
Hastings, Waterloo, Battle, Gettysburg.
What about Hastings?
It's actually Battle.
Is it really Battle? Oh
it's
my
battle.
God. Did you think Hastings started?
Yeah, I thought it was Hastings.
How many more is there?
We're on 24 of 30.
All right, 1 second. All right, we're skipping what number?
24.
All right, we're counting that as on that great.
Yeah,
because some people don't know how to research and look through all the questions.
Well, no, it did before. My pictures aren't loading anymore.
So it's like 06, 68, 88, and then
we can't see,
like,
so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay,
well,
are you ready for your next question?
Either. Yeah.
What is the correct sentence? My smartphone password has 3 7s. My smartphone password has 3 7s. My smartphone password has 3 7s. My smartphone password has 3 7s.
I think I need to see the sentence. That's the thing. Because you're making it sound all the same.
They are all the same, except the ending.
Yeah, so how are we supposed to know that?
Because there is an actual one that is.
Yeah, well, I know there's one that's correct, but how are the viewers supposed to know that?
Oh, that is true. So the first one has no apostrophe and has a dot on the 7. The second one has an apostrophe and no period right after the 7. Okay, it says my smartphone password has 3 7s, and then it's a 7s apostrophe, no period. The fourth one is my smartphone password has 3 7s, 7s, no period.
Okay, so
does that make sense?
No, but we're going to go with
it. Okay,
I'm going with the first one.
First one is correct.
How long is a light year? 6 months. 1,000 years, more or less. It's actually the distance light can travel through space in a year.
It's
4.5 years.
It is C. And technically, I could tell you why the other one was correct, number 25.
Well, we're not going.
We're
not going
back.
Just saying.
In centimeters, how tall is the Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro?
I don't fucking know.
2,500. 2,505, 3,800, 4,000.
All right, so I'm going to use my lifeline.
You
Dakota.
Don't have another lifeline.
Miranda had 3.
That's probably had way
tyranny.
More than that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, we got to figure it out, Dakota. Your lifeline.
Know.
Miranda had Google.
Probably not 4,000.
Okay, so
and probably not.
How many centimeters are an inch? How about
2,505. So probably 2,500 or 3,800.
All right, how many centimeters are in an inch? 2.5 centimeters in an inch?
No, I don't think that's right.
Can someone look up how many centimeters?
No! You don't get that much of a lifeline. Just guess.
Well, I feel like my lifeline.
Because that wouldn't work over there anyway because we're not on the same system.
You can figure out how many centimeters are an inch.
An inch isn't going to help you. Because it wouldn't be an even inches because they don't measure in inches over there.
All right, so which one are you thinking?
Probably 3,800 or 2,500.
I guess I'll go 3,800.
It is 3,800.
Oh, we got it right.
What country is represented by this flag? The flag is a big...
Plus, red cross plus sign.
Yeah, with four other...
Four other red small, crosses. Yeah, red crosses.
On all corners of the flag.
England, yep. Switzerland, Georgia, Jersey.
Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah, I got that correct.
Pablo Picasso is most famous for which style of painting? Digital painting, cubism, watercolor, photorealism.
Is that the one who cut off his ear?
Yes.
Okay.
He cut off his ear?
He didn't cut off his ear. It got cut off in an ice skating accident.
I've heard like 10 different stories. Hold on. So I've heard too many different stories. I heard that it got cut off.
Okay, well, that's not the question. Okay.
As long as he didn't bite it off.
All right. Let's knock out these answers together. What's the first one?
Digital painting.
What's the second one?
Cubism.
Cubism, probably. Third one?
Watercolor.
Not watercolor.
Photorealism.
Photorealism. What's photorealism? Is that the one that you take a photo and you paint straight off the photo and that's...
I was thinking it was real, like, life.
Oh, yeah, like real life stuff?
I think that's what I was thinking.
I can't see her phone.
No, it's hidden behind me.
Oh, shit. I want to say cubism.
It is cubism.
Oh!
Which of the following is not a low-level cloud? Stratus, cumulus, stratocumulus, cirrus.
Oh, shit. I didn't...
You learned it in, like...
Third grade. Exactly. I remember. Let's see. I've never talked about it again. So,
you should know these things!
Oh, yeah. Talk about once in third grade, and it's never talked about again.
Okay, I don't talk about history all the time, but you still ask me history questions.
I have to ask you more current history
questions. Can you just answer this question?
I don't care about history.
Let's go through. I know it's not the last one. Right?
Stratus.
You have to deal with clouds all
cumulus.
The time.
Cumulus. Stratocumulus or cirrus?
I think the cumulus are the big fluffy ones. Like they're big and fluffy. Stratocumulus?
It is cirrus.
Oh, really?
I thought those were the white ones.
18
out of
30. That's not horrible. I did better than half.
You did better than half.
I already got half last time.
You still missed 12.
And my quiz was twice as hard as hers.
I don't think that's correct.
It is. You can check it out. It's like the third episode we ever did.
A lot of times. Well.
How smart is Miranda? That's the episode title. I remember that much.
We do need to go back. I need to go back and look at that. But that's not fair because normally we did it at really late at night.
I mean, I don't care. I'll take the over half the percentage for the world's hardest test.
Okay, that's... But still.
Alright, so, you know what time it is, guys?
What?
It's about time to fucking wrap this thing up.
Okay.
Yeah. I got my laundry. And baby's, like, really sad still.
Yeah, but either way, let's wrap this up, Miranda. Send us out.
Question is, how much did you actually cheat?
I did not cheat.
You did not look at the phone whatsoever?
No. Even if I could, I couldn't see from back here.
Well, you could see in the...
Not really.
I think there was a couple times I actually probably did.
Not really.
Alrighty, we'll just have to trust
you. You better trust me.
Well, the game's already over, so...
Yeah, and I got over half right. Did you think I was going to do better or worse?
Well, some of them weren't too bad, but I was thinking you was going to get at least some of them. Like, that numbers question is kind of a giveaway as long as you can do, like, simple math.
Yes, but that's one out of 30.
That is true.
Did you think I was doing better or worse, Dakota? Were you hoping I'd do a lot worse?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really can't say because I didn't take it myself.
Did you think I was going to do a lot worse when you first popped it up?
Oh, I really just...
You're hoping I get, like, two right?
No, I was hoping that you got it, but you kind of got less than half.
Oh, so you're hoping that you can have bragging rights over me and you don't?
Oh, no, just that you would get less than half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but that could mean that you only got two really hard ones, and then they only made, like, half of them, like, easy.
They did not.
Are you just a really good guesser? And I'm a really terrible guesser.
There was like quite a few of them I didn't know. Like, I knew the Georgia one. I knew quite a few of them.
I did not know Georgia.
All right, Miranda, where can they find you? We're getting out.
They can find me on the toilet after this.
You gotta go poop.
I gotta pee.
All right. How about where they can talk to you?
They can find me on Instagram.
Unless you got something that you gotta tell everyone.
I gotta pee. MerPanda1001.
You can find me on Instagram at Storm Winchester.
I'm on Twitter at Joe Biok.
And we also have a Facebook page, Randomness Chat. And we have a TikTok, Randomness Chat Pad Podcast.
No, it's just Randomness Chat Pod.
A pod. Because Joe messed it up the first time.
How did I mess it up?
Because you literally put it under your name. So when people searched your name, that's how they found the podcast.
Well, because I want it for, like, my personal use, but then, like, I don't really use TikTok.
Okay, let's just end this podcast so we can lay down with Grumpy Baby.
Alrighty, Rita, you got anything to add?
It was nice to have a break from being quizzed.
Yes. Now, next week, when we come back, we will quiz Miranda. No.
I hope not.
No, we'll have some fun next week. Don't know what.
We should
we'll
take the
fun.
OAEs together.
Oh, no, wait. Remember, we already have the episode.
We do!
Yeah, already back. So, yeah, no, next
what
week.
Did you say we should do together?
The OAEs.
OAEs?
OAEs. It's like Ohio Assessment.
No,
I feel like the Ohio Education Assessment.
OAE. Education comes at the last one. So Ohio
I feel like we all should take the bar exam.
The bar exam?
There's practice ones. I got, like, constitutional law.
I probably would fail.
I got, like, constitutional law, like, all those. Like, I passed it on the practice one.
I did it in government. I got a 4 in government.
How'd you get a 4?
I have no idea. That's really surprising. Like, I did not think I would get a 4.
Well, I can get 4 if you're guessing. You know, you gotta get some right if you're guessing.
But a 4? Like, I got 3s on everything except for algebra. Because, like, 4, I got algebra at 4.
Right, well, I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. I was talking about the bar.
Oh, I was thinking, the... Ohio assessment.
Are you talking about the state testing?
Yeah. In school.
Oh yeah, because those are 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like what? I'm talking about the bar. No.
Nah, the state test. I got a 4 in algebra and
okay,
4
can we
in
end this?
Yeah,
geography.
No, I want to end it. My talks about fours. Bye.
Bye.
Just remember, I was born in the middle.